This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Stephan here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Rolling back into the focus on today, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. From the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband, in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family, explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group. And they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
delete it.
Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, likes, loved, LOL'd, all good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, leave me alone if you love me. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa for heartwarming moments. Moved from Texas to the East Coast, this family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love, and so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are 8. Am I got this right? They have the eight youngsters in this family. Woo-wee. This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking for months. So was it just months ago?
Yeah. 6 months ago. Not 6 months ago, but 6 months before the family moved to the neighborhood.
Ah, okay.
So he was so I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So under the circumstances, he had time. He had his ability to, to teach youngsters. I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical. That maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing. Because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right. Except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons. And I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, he'll be 9 in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me. And I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good, that's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone. And it just, I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie. They need that human interaction.
Yep. Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today there are many families who give their children responsibility. And there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says,
"They're
congratulations.
$50, yeah.
You get, if you're reading this, you got $50. Now, but here's the catch. The note continues. "However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot." And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, they, not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
There you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. He, when he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go, he wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time."
Mm-hmm.
It's really, because that's, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? What do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down, don't have too many shoes down by the door, take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2 and a half and he has chores. He has to help clean his, toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because again, he's 2 and a half. But he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. Right? They don't actually make most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently, the opportunity came for somebody, this guy's a sophomore in high school, right, in Michigan? sophomore.
Very
size
young,
so 23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6 foot ten. Uh-huh. He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems. And nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order. And a pair cost over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe. I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him, just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And the whole thing went viral to the point where big-name companies started donating shoes. And the problem is they can't donate him directly to this teen because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid-to-play kind of situation. So they donated it to the school. And then the school gifted it to the team.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act. Every time he finds somebody like this, he will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has Reebok as a sponsor. So apparently they're hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the they're not on the rack either. And you know what they – am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands, what that means in a man? Is that crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No.
Item. Okay, good. Well, that's me refreshing. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this, they're eager to see how I get out of it, because I just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which How's one?
That? The one that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh,
James,
okay.
What? Oh, HR.
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good. We're cutting it off.
I can't do that.
We're cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Comp supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
One thing you can be sure of, when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car, or one's been in their van for 5 years. Wow. But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places, but the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I got to tell you, they make sure their dogs eat. They make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do. And it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of the animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refused to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously. Yep. But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War, and I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, a great idea. Great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found, and as he was found, the person who found the dog found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head. And the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M. 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake. And he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck. And this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there, School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear, but they operated on him, and I guess at the moment anyway, he's okay. But
there are some
all that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America, and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Right, yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But they actually, this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit. Send money here, send money there.
Yeah,
but it's the small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, and I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts, D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you'd like to think that they do?
Certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, yeah. It's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House voted on a bill to keep the government open for 45 days and avoid a shutdown over the weekend. The Senate passed the measure Saturday evening after the House passed the bill to extend government funding after days of uncertainty. Before the vote, Representative Jamal Bowman, the Democrat from New York, pulled a fire alarm and stopped the government proceeding for a while. California Governor Gavin Newsom named Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler as Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement in the U.S. Senate after the longtime Democrat senator died last week at the age of 90. Butler will finish out the remainder of Feinstein's term in Washington ahead of the 2024 election. In a statement, the governor described Butler as an advocate for women and girls and a second-generation fighter for working people and a trusted advisor to Vice President Harris. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. Just got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a, I think this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism, it just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun, and so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun who was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said? The world talking about that. Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. The great Sikh cover-up.
Right.
No, but I get your point. But yeah, we're going to change. You know, you've inspired me.
Yeah.
By Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about that. Let's talk about the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump? It isn't redundant.
He's the
problem
keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He does. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
That's a great. You know, wait. Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to. You either got it, folks, or you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster system. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries.
Raised
funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she did not do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. And volunteers in the local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that? As adults, where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit, I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. I don't know. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself to have your head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, or she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the ocean cleanup nonprofit. Ocean cleanup nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works. And it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not... I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because it's worth the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these. I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program, and this whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting than
everything out of their cars?
Oh, get up. What's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Please. Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's Car Talk time here on the Good Day program at 53 past the hour. We are graced by the presence of one Nick Miles, who is responsible for all the content on OurAutoExpert.com. So, he's been out driving Subarus in the the Great Salt Lake, the flats. Where did you drive these Subarus, and what do you want us to know about Subarus?
You know, they're doing these wilderness versions of their vehicles, which is...
That's what the Rover people used to do. Don't you remember the Land Rover Challenges? They used to have those all the time.
Yeah, so these are sort of the raised-up versions of your regular Subarus. They give them extra cladding. They give them a little bit more of an off-road feel. They do an off-road package for them. And then you can take them and camp on the roof. They give them sort of these tent roofs and... You can do all the camping ratings, and they give them extra rubber floors, and it was a lot of fun. I got dusty and dirty, and did a bunch of off-roading. It was definitely sort of the family: take your bike, take your dog, take your tent, and have a great weekend in the Utah desert. So,
all right,
good time.
A couple of other things of interest: the Maserati plant in Italy is closed down. I know a lot of people who think the Maserati is a really special brand. But apparently not enough. So you think they're done, or you think they'll go back?
Yeah, I think they're trying to just work out who they are, what they are, whether it's worth continuing. Sales up 41% last year, but it's only about 15,000 vehicles a year. And is that enough to sustain a car company? And this is a luxury Italian company. And
is that all they do is make those cars? That's it? That's the only thing they make in that plant?
Well, they make Fiats as well, actually. I think they make some of the little Fiats in the same factory, but ultimately they're on suspension. It may have something to do with the strike, the UAW strike, the fact that some of the parts are made in the United States.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm not sure there's enough to sustain a small brand like that. When Lamborghini are selling absolutely everything they make, I'm not sure that they can actually sustain themselves, and they may be coming to the end of the life of Maserati.
All right, speaking about the strike, United Auto Workers is going to announce a bunch of different strike targets, all aimed at the big three,
automakers. I think that there is back and forth here, and as we hear this program over the course of the, you'll probably be heard here and there over the weekend, but I wonder, because it's Friday, they are scheduled to have some more talks, right? Even with the looming, let's strike some more Ford. Ford seems to be more in their crosshairs than GM and Chrysler. Do you think that's true or not?
I mean, I think Ford were the ones that were the only ones that were at the table, and now Ford has sort of backed off, and so they're being more aggressive with them again. The truth is, all they need to do is strike at the parts, their parts factories, because ultimately they won't be able to make cars if they're not making parts, right? That's
of course.
The theory, but you know, they're going to step it up. The parts weren't enough, so they're going to get more aggressive. I will tell you right now, Doug, it's going to get nasty before it gets better, and we're going to see a bigger shortage in cars. We're already getting low on trucks in the Northeast and in the northern states above the Mason-Dixon line. It's going to get worse before it gets better, and I think we need to be in for the long haul. This isn't going away until sometime late November.
So my friend who's the auto dealer that has 29 dealerships here in the Northeast, but mostly Massachusetts and New York, has taken a position with the electric cars. I told you about electric and how they're not doing it. They sold a bunch of cars, electric cars, to dealers in California because what's happening here is they're pushing the electric cars on the dealers in places where people don't want to buy electric cars. So what they're doing is the dealers are getting smart and they're shipping them all to California, letting the dealers sell them out there, which I thought was kind of an interesting.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of Rivians lately. What's the status? It's a new company. They're making trucks and SUVs. What do they cost and where are they going? What do you think?
Well, you know, Rivian used to have this like 2-year waiting list at one point. Now they're down to a 6-week waiting list. You can actually go buy them directly from the factory. So
is that because they're more popular, they're making more, or because they're less popular, they kept making them, you know, to the same limit that they were?
Yeah, they're actually, people aren't buying them like they used to. They're making about the same amount all the time, but people are buying less and less of them. So it's like electric cars. They kind of reach their saturation point. And you're going to start finding less and less people buying electric cars, more of them on dealer lots. Easier to get.
That's exactly what I've told you, my experience or my friend's experiences. Backing up, people want internal combustion engines, cars that are reliable, especially if the power grid goes out in states like California. You got to be nuts to buy these things. All right. Our friend Nick Miles, check out his great website, ourautoexpert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.